Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and then get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to rock,
that big old booty.
shake that booty. Can I lay on them booty? That booty. That big old booty. Shake that booty. Can I lay on them booty? That booty. That big old booty. Shake that booty. Can I lay on them booty? Mike Tyson on them booty. Copyright that booty. Bounce that boot on the floor. Shit. Shake till you get a little soft. Shit. Show 'em your mama made a hoe. Shit. Shit. Go on here and get a little low. Shit. Shake that boot in the car. Shit. Shake that boot in the stove. Shit. Shit. Pop it, stop it, drop it, pop it. If I hit a Lexus Sky, I'm a motherfucking rocket. Shit. I ain't got no fucking heart. I can't be loyal to you, whore. You weren't here from the start. First.
Fucking pipe out. I got a SK with a fucking knife out. Yeah, pussy boy, you wanna act out. With my guns and them niggas like the blackout.
Boom, ball, summer cheese, nigga. I was raised around the streets, niggas. We don't do sweet beats, nigga. We'll pull up, come see, nigga. Money long for that love, Uzi. Walk around with a big boozy. Love chalk, that's love. Scrappy, bulldog, that's bitch. Oozy, fuck it, then fuck up, I fuck it to work. Pull up, I got that AK on your shirt. Throw my goal, yeah, no plan, ain't no purse. Smoking no Uzi, I'm smoking no herbs. Blame me a nigga, they call me Lil' Kurt. I've been the boss, so I do this shit first. My niggas,
yeah, that Gucci shit don't matter. The shit don't matter.
I'm pregnant, I'm going to Scotty. That hoe, she went around like a Harley. Riding a Harley, I speed up a room. Flipping the bat, made that bitch hit its tune. I be blowing out the bag, popping these tags. I feel like I walk out of sack. Know I made these niggas mad. Don't get no fuck, this shit, it come with a tag. Feel around drumming, it be like a drummer. Fucking up Kelly, I did it that strong. Do this shit daily, hoe, look at the numbers. Young nigga cold, but I'm hot as a summer. Clip long, hit a nigga quick, no kickback. Right speed up, love, bro, nigga sit back. Bitch wanna fuck, tell a love, bro, hit that. Iced out nigga, walking around with a big rack. So much cheese, man. I was raised around
I can't even watch you, bitch, I do my own thing, yeah. I can't even watch you, bitch, I do my own thing, yeah. Pull up like a sin, I slap, I swear, I won't blame, yeah. I can't even watch you, bitch, I do my own thing.
Stepping on loose, checking my fashion. my undercover jeans. Fuck this little bad bitch from your dreams. Precious Listerine when I pull up to the scene. Ay, off-white Nikes, lace them clean. Lean lick ass on my undercover jeans. Fuck this little bad bitch from your dreams. Clean as Listerine when I pull up to the scene. Smoking on a blunt, about as tall as limousine. All these niggas gas, I roll up the kerosene. I was sitting bad like the scale is a regime. Walking with the loud, you can hear my pocket sing. Going for a little bit, I'm drowsy off a beam. Shit, I take pennies, cause it all add up to me. Lil' bro still selling fire to a fiend. He ain't talking fresh with the iron in his jeans.
I'm ashamed of all the things that I was doing for you. Should've known that all these girls are same and they ain't loyal. She a freak, she don't know me on the beat. Just to eat, Louboutins all on her feet. Where you get the money for them shoes, girl? You hit me on my DM yeah, like a fan, girl. Did you want me or did you want these bands, girl? Now I know you just another Instagram girl. She almost made me think that all she wanted is me.
I hit
the club and straight up from my back.
Sound like I'm from New York City, Airbnb gon' fuck in it. She know that I do the music. Always cook at home, I'm tryna save her, tryna do my friends some favors. Gave her head, she facing backwards. Ay. 27 shows, I go to cities every now and then. I watch the crowd, they jumping, watching me, watching me. Cut to days ago, I'm just a kid, not old enough to smoke a cig. Then wonder what's the recipe. Ay. They want me to come home.
I got that.
Crack the seal, it's potent. You can smell when it's medical.
Smell when it's A1.
I doubled a cup to let you know I ain't drinking them regular.
Drinking them bullshit.
I keep a couple shots in case you get foul and technical.
Bop.
I'm free as a bird, but somehow I'm still gon' settle. Yeah. Come take a ride with me. Hop on the passenger side. Baby, let burn some trees. Hop back while we glide. I'ma get fly like Clyde. Diamonds like stars in the sky. You gotta accept that I'm live. Zip of that fluid. And I know you don't do it,
know you don't do it.
But baby get high with me. Draw me under the influence. I used to walk home. Now I be gone. Cause I be torn. Water on me and on my feet. I'm on the shore. Pour up a zip of that fluid. And I know you don't do it. But baby get high with me. Draw me under the influence. I used to walk home. Now I be gone. Cause I be torn. Water on me and on my feet. I'm on the shore.
Back in the day I was playing.
Streets, boy. Murder the pussy, I'm a beast, boy. And you a soldier, I'm a chief, boy. Semi auto with no recoil. 4G autos, they on fleet, boy. 20 murders in a week, boy. I'm from the murder capital, no sleep, boy. I'm a rapper, but I'm different.
They talking about money, they ain't really get it, huh?
Pistol every day, don't you ever come up. I live my whole life criminal.
These niggas be hating, these niggas be faking. They talk about money they ain't really getting. These bitches be snaking, these bitches be bombing. They be trying to lie me, they thinking I'm slipping. I'm paying my toes, niggas be thinking they low. Bitches be thinking I'm slow, but losing they know. Every day I got my pose, I swear I can't trust a soul.
These niggas be hating, these niggas be faking. They talk about money they ain't really getting. These bitches be snaking, these bitches be bombing. They be trying to lie me, they thinking I'm slipping. I stay on my toes, niggas be thinking they low. Bitches be thinking I'm slow.
I don't need nobody, I'm whipping a low body. The doc got
got a human inside. The engine is robotic. I pull a reverse and I hop in the bird and the sister heart in the sister, 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 heart in the sister.
We can't lose. Hard body, me and June never play the fool. Jimmy Choo, all my shoes, never pick and choose. Never catch me with different crews, I got different views. Yeah, flying down the avenue, searching for my roof. Yeah, when that money started to come, niggas gon' get new. Yeah, I knew it, I swear I knew it. They wouldn't understand what I have to deal with. Big bags on me when I'm shopping. Big rollie on my arm, paid cash for it, no deposit. Young boy fly than the ostrich or a pilot. Been a motherfucking cat.
You nigga mad, got my flags. I wish I was a nerd. I'm living fast as I'm pull up an anti-club, boy you're not meant for this. I'm on a whole different lane, ride around, get lit with the gang. I'm rebel dripping the lake, talking money you ain't got a thing. Gucci tanks, secret bank, you wanna link up, bring them things up.
You niggas too gazy, I come with my 30. Yeah, I woke up early, I just flipped the birdie.
Okay, yeah. Pass so loud and wait the data. Okay, yeah. Pass so loud and wait the data. Okay, yeah. Pass so loud and wait the data. Okay, yeah. Pass so loud and wait the data. Heavy on the gas, man, I can't let up, yeah. Young nigga tryna keep my head up, yeah. Okay, make sure all my haters feel it, wish they never met us. Watch me hold it down like this, hold it down like this. Stand out with the shit, stand out with the shit. Watch me hold it down like this, hold it down like this. Stand out with the shit, stand out with the shit. I got that super pack, get it off and start, yeah. Show that bitch a light, I put her on the map, yeah. Show that bitch a light, now ain't no going back, hey. Now she don't have no left, don't want to turn the stage, yeah. That loud shit, hope it goes on wild shit. That fine shit, that's why your mama call shit. I hold the pack down, I can run 100 miles with the style. And the way I live, I ain't no wicked, I'll get it. I super sense, hey. Hopping out the levels, yeah. Blessing on my ass, say hello to my haters, yeah.
And I start seeing ghosts, I'm off the porch. I'm skipping court, then strip to my loop. Maserati, we get mozzarella. Okay, gone, you're doing that wrong. I just talk a pole, I'm stuck on wrong. We get dope money all night long. I need tiny mallet, Hong Kong. I need good.
Where are my real ones at? Hey,
all the haters stand on that side. All the suckers stand on that side. All the lanes stand on that side. All the busters stand on that side. All the haters stand on that side. All the busters 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 stand on that. All the busters stand on that side. All the busters stand on that side. All the haters stand on that side. All the suckers stand on that side. All the lanes stand on that side. That side. bitches bumping clicks, that's a cat fight. I'm rhyme with the stick, that's that right. In here with all my Jews like I'm a rabbi. Zone 6, East Atlanta, I'm from that side. I act the plug for a kilo. He hit me with a brick like I'm Debo. I charge the high for the zero. But we gon' keep that on the D-Lo. All the haters stand on that side. All the suckers stand on that side.
Teller got some bands on, not the Mars, jealous, need a pallbearer. Kill a nigga with a 16. Flow came with a wind chiller, need a chin chiller, nigga too cold. Truth told in the rap game, I ain't buying Miller, nigga beast mode. Fuck a nigga with some fake feelings like they been with us, y'all weirdos. Bitch, I know I been the greatest, you ain't gotta say this, I'ma let the work show. Told me Millie backstage, I'ma charge in through the front door. Facts, nigga.
Diamond turn, beat up all the dollars. Horse man on my engine, but it's headless. Roof gun, now we driving down to Venice.
She's so good at what she do, I might bust a move. Driving on the lock while I sprinkle Molly Rock. How come when I'm coming, that's the only time you need me? How come when I'm popping, it's the only time you see me? She's so good at what she do, ain't no room for talking. Ain't no room for talking. Ain't no room for talking. Mix it to the liquor, I ain't fucking with no action. Ain't no room for talking. Ain't no room for talking. Mix it to the liquor, I ain't fucking with no action. Ain't no room for talking. Ain't no room for talking. Mix it to the liquor, I ain't fucking with no action. I don't trust in all so many photos that I cropped.
Yeah, and I ain't dropping in my jeans, y'all. Bought myself a pair of bombing jeans, y'all. Remember when I travel with that ball, yeah. Remember when I travel with that ball, yeah. Remember when I third on every rock, yeah. Listen up, that rock is down my jello.
You try to dab me up after the show. No, 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 no.
I've been stressing out the night all night. I can do them all alone. Had to focus on my life, yeah. I've been flexing with you on my mind. You ain't even got to test it. They know you're my little baby. Love, love, scream, scream. Love, baby, love, 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 love. Love, baby, love. Love, 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 stuff and love. Love, 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 stuff and love. Love, 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 screw. I've been stressing, I've been up all night. Had to leave them all alone, had to focus on my life, yeah. I've been pressing with you on my mind. You ain't even got a press, cause you know you're my little baby. Love, love, screw, love, baby, love. Lord, 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 scream, yeah. Said I fuck around, I swear that's when she called me. All she wanna do is lay up and on me. Got a bag, then we blew it all together. Got a bag, then we ran up down my jailer. Pull a shawty in a brand new diamond necklace. Got a Porsche and I'm driving, I ain't reckless. I'm done with chasing, I'm done fucking with you only. Tryna make it start downing up your homie. I've been stressing, I've been up all night. Had to leave them all alone, had to focus on my life, yeah. I've been pressing with you on my mind. You ain't even got a text, cause you know you're my little baby. Love, love, scream, scream. Love, baby, love, 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 scream.
Louis on a belt, never leave her by herself. Diamonds too damn cold, they'll never melt. Playing speaker, knock her on my lonely. She my little favorite, that's my homie, y'all. Yeah. Bands in my pocket, yeah, you know I got it, y'all. Yeah. That's my little favorite bit, don't stop it, ooh. She be rocking Prada with Balenciaga sauce. Pull up in that foreign, playing Lady Gaga.
I've been stressing, I've been up all night. Had to leave them all alone, had to focus on my life, yeah. I've been flexing with you on my mind. You ain't even got a text, cause you know you're my little baby. Love, love, scream, scream. Love, baby, love, 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 scream.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. Spatitup.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah, yeah. True West Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes down your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True.
Hip hop.
Turn up your town.
Lamborghini Mercy.
For hip hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dill Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio. What's up, man? This is Mad Monday. Before I get into anything, it's crazy because I kind of lost track of time. I want to give my nigga Black from Black Magic. Rest in peace, my nigga. Okay, I'm over it. But I just talked to Magic, and he had told me that. And that shit fucked me up. My nigga been gone the whole year. Anyway. Shit fucks me up, bro. Welcome to True West Entertainment. It's Mad Monday. I've got to sit my mad on this Monday, but I'm good. I'm over it. We got Trulia and DJ Heavy Love. At least that's what they call it, nigga. Heavy Love. They be like, the Heavy Love, the Heavy.
Hey.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, young man.
And my nigga Black. And that's crazy because I got his t-shirts hanging all over my studio. Wow. How well. We love you, Black. Tell God we need some help. You know, I got all these people around, hanging around. Something's hanging around this damn studio.
So what anniversary is it for him being gone? It's like the first year?
1 year.
He from Cali?
Yeah, we went to elementary school together.
Uh-huh.
We got... When we was in we call it junior high school, and everybody called it like middle school everywhere else. But when we was in middle school / junior high school, every time something went on wrong in the school, they would call us to the office. They thought that we did it. They be like, oh, Black and Scrap, get y'all ass to the office, because y'all did it.
And did y'all do it all the time? Did y'all do it?
No, we didn't do it all the time. We just met. We had a little meeting spot to where, huh? Yes. I'm doing a radio show. Wait, hold on. Let's see what she's talking about. What's that? Hold on, y'all. Fuck yeah. Them motherfuckers back. Wubby, what you want, bro? You can't drink no beer. You too young. You're only 6 months old. But, he got drunk the other day. That's why he had a headache. The dog fucked around and went in there while my wife was asleep and drunk her goddamn drink.
Oh, yeah, I'm coming to get him.
So, hell no. You know, that nigga ain't going nowhere. So, this nigga, he fuck around and drink her drink, and the next day he wasn't worth shit. That nigga wasn't worth shit. And then my wife was like, what's wrong with the dog? I said, he drunk all your goddamn alcohol. So then they got a hangover.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear the nigga was laying around like he got a hangover. You know when you get a hangover. Niggas, damn near all of us had a hangover before.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, that nigga was laying around just like he got a hangover. I'm like, come on, you want to go outside? The nigga looked at me like, oh, hell no. Like, turn the TV down. That shit too loud type of shit. I'm just saying. Yeah, nigga, you should have went in there when the wife was asleep and drank all the goddamn liquor out the cup. I think the nigga turned into an alcoholic already.
He just wanted to see what it tasted like.
Shit. Yeah, that nigga, he was drunk. He just didn't look right. After I went in the house, that nigga was like low-key like, you know how niggas get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
People get drunk. Especially like for the first time when the motherfucker be fucking around and stumbling a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was something wrong with the nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I seen that goddamn cup. My wife be asleep. I was like, cuz is drunk. The nigga was straight drunk.
You should have recorded his face when y'all said it. I
should have recorded it, but then I don't want no dog cruelty charges. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You get a kid drunk.
Yeah.
You get a kid drunk, and they be like, oh, damn, you ain't supposed to get the kid drunk. But if they see a drunk dog, them motherfuckers see him like they just be taking, you know, it's almost like if you kill a person, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker be like, damn, he killed that motherfucker, but you kill a dog? Or something
mm-hmm.
like that? Oh, them motherfuckers be really, oh my God, I can't believe they killed the fucking dog.
They gonna send Peter to your dog.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you gotta go with the law and Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I didn't want to do that. I just said, all right, nigga, go on. I should have recorded that motherfucker with his hangover, though. That nigga was hungover. That nigga would not move. That nigga just laid in the middle of the floor the whole time. You want to go pee? That motherfucker looking like, mm-mm. Just let me lay here and bask.
I accidentally baked my cat in the oven, and they come for me.
You baked your cat in the oven?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck you... wait a minute, hold on.
I had just woke up, and you know how you open the oven up and get ready to put something in it, and the cat actually went to sleep. How the cat opened the oven up, I have no idea, but the cat actually went to sleep in the oven, so when I woke up, I just turned the fucking oven on. I mean, it never moved, it never hollered, it never screamed, it never do nothing, and we just started smelling something.
You baked your fucking cat?
Baked my cat. I swear I did.
Oh, my God. I done heard it all now.
I did, for real.
Somebody put that cat in the oven. Who was living with you at that time?
It was me and the kids. It was that family cat. They was little. It was before we moved down here.
Oh, my God.
The cat went to sleep in the oven.
I love cats. You done cooked the goddamn cat. You might as well, you should have just went on and split him open and had some cat pieces. No, I'm just kidding. That's fucked up, though. I'm just saying. That was not, man. Wait a minute. Nobody know how the cat got in the fucking oven.
Mm-hmm. Nobody. We had the cat for years.
Ah, well. Rest in peace, Kitty. I don't know what it's like. Well, the only goddamn dog could get in a goddamn oven is Red. And if she was in the oven, I know she'd be... When I put her in her motherfucking house, she be shaking that motherfucker like the Tasmanian devil. So if she was in a goddamn oven, she'd be going to fuck off.
That's what I was thinking. The cat didn't do shit. Didn't cry nothing. Just went out like a soldier. Just, like, didn't do shit. Like, damn, at least if it would have hollered or something, I would have heard it. It didn't do nothing.
Yeah, these motherfucking cats. I don't know, these cats, there's so many cats just wandering around, so it's always like little kittens, you know, around this motherfucker. Oh, shit. Them motherfuckers is bold. Them motherfuckers act like they don't want to move. I throw a rock at them motherfuckers. They holler when I throw that rock at they motherfucking ass. Mm-hmm. But boy, nigga, to be in the oven, well, it's getting a little hot in this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that nigga don't say nothing. Oh, well.
He didn't say nothing.
I guess that nigga was just ready to go.
That's what I was thinking.
He's just ready to go. Fuck it. I live my life. Kiss the kids.
Kiss the kids.
Kiss the kids. I'm out. Because there's a whole lot of cats around this motherfucker. They be pissing me off, though. I love cats. I'm telling you, I love cats better than dogs. The cat take care of his goddamn self. That nigga go to the toilet. You know what I mean? The dog, that motherfucker don't go to the toilet. You gotta take his motherfucking ass outside and let him outside. Cats got their own little toilet. They gonna do that. Them motherfuckers just chill and take care of their fucking self. I love cats. My mama got me loving cats. I ain't never really been a dog person, but when I got Rez was so little that motherfuckers used to put Rez in their pocket trying to walk out, and I just see her ears and her head sticking up. Like, nigga, you really get right trying to steal my dog? I'm talking about she was little as fuck. Her motherfucking ass out there barking at something right now. But, Red, shut up! It's a cat. But, you know, that motherfucker, I'm just baffled on how the goddamn cat got in the goddamn, in the oven. Now,
I have no idea.
It wasn't no ghost or nothing. It probably opened the oven. Mm-hmm. Say, here, kitty.
No.
One of your kids did it then, goddamn.
I had to go through feeder and everything. Like, it was that serious.
One of your kids did that shit. I hate this fucking cat. Get in the oven.
Hell no.
Somebody was sleepwalking and did that shit. True West Man Radio, give us a call, man. 323-642-1597. Trying to regroup from, you know, my thoughts with my boy and all that stuff. But I'm good.
Yeah.
I never did. I'm going to send you that damn song with them bars on there. I just got caught up because it was some stuff I had to do for Scotty, so I'm going to make sure I get that to you. And I don't know if y'all know about Prime Day, but I can't wait till tomorrow.
Why?
Amazon Prime Day. If you got Amazon Prime, it's on.
Oh.
I don't know nothing about Amazon Prime Day?
Nope.
Oh, nigga, it's about to go down tomorrow.
What's happening?
Amazon Prime Day, they sell a whole lot of shit to be like 50-70% off on Amazon. But see, if you ain't got Amazon Prime, you don't know nothing about that.
Right.
So if there's some stuff that you want to buy, some stuff that you might want, and a matter of fact, for those who don't have Amazon Prime, you get it 14 days for free. So if you get the 14 days for free, and it's something that you want online, you can buy it, and it's going to be like 50% or more off.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah. I can't wait. I don't think I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm going to be up at 12 o'clock waiting for the goddamn whole thing to hit. Shit. I'm telling you, boy, Amazon, this is my, ooh, I love this goddamn, it's the most wonderful time of the year. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. So if it's anything that you think you might want, you don't even have to want it. You don't even have to need it. All you got to do is go on Amazon Prime and look. And you'll start seeing shit. What? $20? I want that. What? $50? I need that.
Shoot, I don't know how they was about it. They got stuff for kids on there, like kids' shoes and clothes and stuff?
Yeah, they got everything on that motherfucker. So only thing you got to do is go to Amazon.
I like Amazon. Is it so Amazon and Amazon Prime, that's two different things, right?
No, Amazon, you can get shit on Amazon, right? If you get Amazon Prime, you got to pay like, I think it's like $14 or something like that extra for the Prime. Dog, what the? Oh, that's why you got a little kitty. There's a little kitten right there, and you didn't eat it yet? Hi, kitty cat. That's why the dog going off. It's a little kitten in the yard. She ain't trying to kill it or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been a big cat. She would have ate that motherfucker up by now. All right. Y'all have fun with your little kitty. But, yeah, when you get Prime, like, say, for instance, right now, if I want to order something,
mm-hmm.
I order it right now and it'll be here tomorrow.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Prime.
Yeah.
But if you just got Amazon and you fuck around and order something, that should probably come like a week or two later.
Should I order my son a jacket off Amazon? It never came. I called them people and hit them up and they was, I ordered my son a jacket off of Amazon. It never came. I only use eBay when I order stuff.
I don't even use eBay. Mm-mm. I want to get a PlayStation 5 off that motherfucker bad, but I don't trust him. But if you got Amazon and you got Amazon, then you pay that extra $14, $15 a month for the Prime. You can order something tomorrow, today, and it'll be here tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing about Prime. But if you got Amazon, it'll probably take 2 weeks. It could be up to a month before that shit come. But if you don't have Prime is basically like rush delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate waiting on shit. I cannot, motherfucker, be like, oh, it'll be delivered on August 1st. Mm-mm. I don't want it. That motherfucker ain't coming tomorrow or the next couple of days. I don't want that shit. I'm just saying. So all y'all motherfuckers out there, get Amazon Prime. Tomorrow is Prime Day, so it's getting ready to be like 50% off on a whole lot of shit. And you ain't even got to, you know, put no damn credit card. It's like 14 days for free. Amazon Prime. So you sign up for Amazon Prime, and then you go on there tomorrow when they got Amazon Day, and then just shop your ass off, because I'm about to buy some shit tomorrow. Fuck that. Some shit I don't even need. I'm just going to buy shit I don't need. Then I'll fuck around and resell it.
Just for the hell of it.
Just for the hell of it. I love Amazon Prime Week. Oh, this shit is fucking... This is like Christmas in summertime. Y'all gotta fuck with it. Once you do it one time, you can't really be stuck. I'm just gonna say that. What the hell?
I know you got people that come in to take advantage of
it. That was a problem. Hell! DJ Hamblue. Hey. You're about to get put in time out. Hell. This nigga over here always be having the parties and shit. Nah, I was trying to see what the hell y'all doing.
Oh man, I'm chilling. Chilling with the truth.
He just got off the goddamn horse, nigga. You was over there getting your goddamn love nasty on. Don't tell me that's your mama over there.
No, it's not my mother.
I wouldn't say love nasty with your mama, but I know how you and your mama get if y'all playing domino.
Yeah.
Hey, this nigga over there getting his hair of love all this shit.
We all need to get together and play some dominoes.
I ain't playing no more dominoes with you. Not with no red ones.
Why not?
Not with no red ones.
It don't matter which ones we play with. It's still going to be the same.
Yeah, I beat the shit out your ass with some blue dominoes. I was playing with red dominoes. I went and searched the goddamn near the whole neighborhood to get them dominoes just to play your ass.
What?
And then the ones that I get, it happened to be red. That's a jinx for me.
Well, you had to have confidence in them to get them. As a matter of fact,
when you come your ass down here, you can have them motherfuckers. Take them with you.
I be telling you, I be beating my client so bad, it just be ridiculous. He say, you ought to be shaming yourself beating an old man. Like I said, shit, I know.
I ain't got no problem with me being beat. Well, I know how to play like a motherfucker. The only dominoes in the whole goddamn part of my town had to be red ones. That shit always, I don't know. This shit don't work with me.
That's how I did
it. It's all right. We gonna get it in. Then we just gonna put Buddy on it.
Yep. Don't be mad now.
That
made
me feel better.
I don't know why, Willie.
I ain't never scared.
Don't make it worse.
All right, whatever. We'll see. We will see. You go. I know. A change gonna come.
You gonna be needing the thing.
See, I don't know, depending on what time we go, we probably won't have a Wednesday show because I'm going to give some of the best motherfucking seafood buffet. Well, I call it buffet. I'm going to Vegas. I'm taking my scratch pack. That motherfucker gonna come, nigga. I ain't gonna have a goddamn thing in that scratch pack, but I'm gonna have all kind of goddamn crib legs. I'm just gonna load that motherfucker up full of motherfucking seafood.
You killed him. You set off that.
Them motherfuckers catch me, they probably take me to jail, and then I'm gonna be with my mama, so my mama gonna be like, "You better not do that shit."
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna do that. You see that? It's a trend going on Facebook. Did him say something?
I'm not.
What'd he say?
What you say? Red. I'm gonna get a plastic bag. I'm just getting ready to start putting all these king crab legs up in my goddamn scratch pack. I gotta do that shit when my mama ain't looking over. Cause my mama gonna be like, you can't do that. Then my step pops, he a bishop, you know, of the church. So he, my pops probably just shake his head and be like, this nigga is actually filling this goddamn scratch pack up full of goddamn crippled.
Just tell mama she ain't gonna make us a hit.
Huh?
Tell mama she need to go and make us a hit.
Mm-hmm. We get ready to see what. I don't know how it's going to go, but I'm taking my motherfucking scratch pack. I'm about to fill that motherfucker up. It's going to be shrimp. It's going to be everything in that motherfucking bag. Then I'm going to rush the motherfucker to the next ice. Then I'm going to come and remake the motherfucker. I told my wife I was going to do that shit, but she was like, yeah, all right. Your mama ain't going to let you do that shit, so. Y'all got me fucked up. How come you can say it's all you can eat, but I can't take none with me? That shit don't make no sense.
Uh-uh.
Yep, and they don't have just that. They be having, like, fucking everything in that motherfucker that, wait a minute, first of all, this shit costs you $50 a person. That's the first time. If I'm getting ready to pay $50 for this shit, motherfucker, I'm taking some of this shit home with me. I'm just saying. What? Okay. Go get me a rollaway bed. I just sleep in this motherfucker, and I get hungry, I wake up and eat some up. I go back to bed. I get hungry, I wake up and eat some up. All you can eat, and I can't take nothing with me. You got me fucked up, cuz. I'm just saying. What? Hey, look. I'm going to film the whole shit, though. What?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna film me putting them goddamn cripple eggs in my bag.
They're gonna be like, sir, you can't do that.
They ain't gonna see me doing it. I'm gonna go in there with an empty backpack and leave with a full backpack. Oh, they got me fucked up. I'm paying $50 for this motherfucking buffet, nigga. I'm getting ready to get my goddamn. I'm taking me something home.
Yeah.
Hell, like if you go to
buffet,
if you go,
you need to go,
if you go to
way back, you know.
If you go to like the, we got IHOP down here and Denny's and all that. And if you sitting down to eat and you don't eat all your food, you say, well, can I ever go to? To go back, they give it to you. Yep. I'm about to take them motherfuckers. I'm about to fuck their ass up. I'm gonna get my shit set up already. So I don't know if we gonna do True West on Wednesday. It depends on how early we go or how late I get back. But while I'm in that motherfucker, I'm taking me some, I'm going to eat some shit and take me some to-go shit. I'm going to have my damn scratch pack right up under my damn seat. And I'm just going to be sliding them goddamn shits up in there. They're going to be like, damn, this nigga sure is eating a lot of crab. Yeah, I sure am. Yeah, it's going down. Man, true. Hey, call me what you want to, goddammit. But I'm damn sure get ready to go in there and load my shit. When I get home, damn, I got the hiccups. I hate getting the hiccups. The motherfuckers never stop. Watch. I'm going to get ready to film the whole shit. I'm going to do it piece by piece, and I'm just going to let y'all know. Nigga, I'm at the seafood motherfucking, nigga, look, watch this. I'm gonna record me putting the goddamn everything in the goddamn bag in my scratch pack. It ain't like a drug dog gonna be up there at the front door, like, nigga. I smell the goddamn shrimp. You cannot leave with that shit. So I ain't worried about that.
I ain't ate shrimp in so long.
My mama, I'm about to embarrass the fuck out of all of them.
Don't even look at it. Just keep on doing what they're doing.
I'm going to embarrass the fuck out of them.
I'll be like, y'all just don't even look at it.
Now, see, if it was me and my wife, it'd be something different. Because she'd be embarrassed, but she'd be like, all right, well, fuck it. He's going to do what he's going to do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I got my moms and my pops with me. They ain't rather be like, you can't
do
that.
They going to remember you next time you walk in, though.
Man, I embarrass their ass all the time. I don't give a fuck. They ain't gonna have to deal with this one. I'm going to have about 20 pounds of shrimp in my fucking bag. I buy that old bag full of goddamn seafood and everything I want up in that motherfucker. They about to, yep, I will go and buy me another one. If that shit stank too bad, I will buy another one. I'm going to embarrass their ass. True West Radio, man, we get ready to get into a couple of jams. Man, it's up 323-642-1597. Go to Vegas. Go to that seafood goddamn buffet and fill your bag up. Because I know I'm going to do it. And when I get home, I'm gonna take all that shit out the bag and let y'all see it. That nigga going to have about 50 pounds of crib legs in that motherfucker. They're going to be like, damn, you ain't eat that much. Them motherfuckers, they probably got the motherfucking the camera in there the way they do in the casino if you cheating, if you go and shoot dice and play all that goddamn shit, they probably got, nigga, I don't give a fuck. Meet me at the door. True West Entertainment, man. Mad Monday, let's get it in. Shit, let me see. I want to play Changes.
Dedicated to those people that, for some reason, will look at us like role models and do certain things that might not look like it's a cool world right now. It's cool, though. Things get better. Believe me, things change.
Niggas in the rush to work, so hard timers in the pen at the crush of throat. Probably never even told him come. Too busy bullshitting, caught him with his mouth running. Anticipate that got me twisted in this game. The feds in the front, holy pointing pistols at my brain. I wonder if I'm wrong, cause I'm thugged out. My homies murder execution style, running in the drug out. What was supposed to be an easy hit? Now shit is risk, cause niggas died over bullshit. My chains will see them pictures of a broken man. No witnesses, only the questions of who smoked the man. Young adolescents in our prime, living life a crime. So it ain't logical, we hobble through these trying times. Living blind, Lord, help me with my troubled soul. Why all my homies had to die before they got to grow? And right before I put my head on the pillow, say a prayer. One love to the thugs and that, see you there. It's written for the young and dumb that wasn't born. Help me make it through the storm. My words to my firstborn, feel me. Why trying to maintain through the pressure? Hustle trying to make life better for you and me. Nobody loves you when you suck in the game. But maintain, cause all things change. Feel me. Earth. I've been cursed, so I knew that the birth of a child would make my life worse. And so it hurt me, there was no disorder. Cause wild seeds came through, we need more bulls and squats to throw. Cause you know what you had to do. It's only victims of a world they never came to. I understand it's a better day coming. Sometimes got you slipping with the car running, driving at a dead end blinded. Ain't no love in the hood, only heart storm. My
love letters to the innocent and unborn. All the babies that died upon the table wasn't able to breathe, cause the family wasn't able, can't blame her, I would do the same. All I could give it was my debt and my last name. Cause ain't it came, things changed, living up and down. Hard life got me walking with my head down. Wearing frowns, wasn't meant to be, was I wrong? But I'm never get to know, so I carry on. It's written for the young and dumb that wasn't born. My words and my firstborn, yeah, feel.
It's all the babies that died on the abortion table.
My mama on the phone. So guess what I tell them? I go to Vegas. I'm getting ready to stuff that goddamn bag full of goddamn all you could eat. They were like, you better not embarrass me like that no more. Oh, boy.
Not that. I got that. You know, this Diaz, man. This Pasadena. We up here doing what we do. Huh? Pasadena, big guy. Big guy.
Hey, I'm forbidden to bend the cone of my L's and suspended my black ass getting a rap and once go past. I hit the back streets, back streets. I'm the Pasadena back street king. I got this fast pack in my backpack and enough hand to get my car kicking. Booked again, I hit the back streets. Back streets, I'm the Pasadena backstreet gang. As I roll down Lincoln, breath sinking, barely walk, blinking, popping with a fresh cause I've been drinking. Thinking about my vision, mentally mapping out my maneuver. I'm Dewey bad, plus I've been blowing like a tuba. Due to the circumstance, I keep checking my rearview mirror. Window cracks so I can hit a Pasadena PD or the Altadena Sheriff, and it's a damn shame. I'm just dirty in the damn game, trying to do the damn thing, feel how this jam bang. Ha, I'm forbidden to bend the cone of my L's and suspended my black ass getting a rap if once go past. I hit the back streets, I'm the Pasadena backstreet king. I got this fast stack in my backpack and enough hand to get my court again. Booked again, I hit the back streets, I'm the Pasadena backstreet king. So stop it, coppers and choppers, you never stop, J Norm, cause J Norm is never complacent, and my fingertips is at the dreams that I've been chasing. Shit, thus far I've made it luckily, learned to stay sucker free reluctantly, keep my heat stuck to me, but you wouldn't know it unless you drove and fuck with me. But oh no, a 4-4 on the flow, bro, was protection for my own ass, but a threat to the 4-4. So my pro go out of sight and out of mind, as I continue to smash and do my thing. And until I get cracked, I'll be the backstreet king. What? Well, I'm forbidden to bend the cone of my L's and suspended my black ass getting harassed if once go past. I hit the back streets, I'm the Pasadena backstreet king. I got this fast stack in my backpack and enough hand to get my car cooking. Booked again, I hit the back streets, I'm the Pasadena backstreet king.
It's a damn thing. JB. Don't get it twisted. JB, you know. You know how we do.
What?
No bullshit cracking up in this camp.
You
better ask somebody.
If
you don't,
Pasadena,
you're going to learn that lesson the hard way.
Holla.
You better check it.
Huh?
Backstreet King.
Huh?
Huh?
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Truly us on this bitch about to blow on you. I'm about to blow him by the 100 of you wet bitches that doubted me. But steady living in motherfucking poverty, that bothers me. You have no vision, no ambition, no loyalty. It's there for what it's honor, it's your honor when you're dressing me. I'm stretching shit, I'm freezing shit. No fingers on the scene for $20, you on T's type shit. Too many followers, ain't no motherfucking leaves. Too many generals, ain't no motherfucking soldiers. Sit the fuck back, nigga, relax. You fucking with my vibe, fucking with my high, fucking with my ride. Don't you see me swerving, don't misinterpret who I am, who I stand for, who I go to war for, who I put the armor on for. Soon and booty, don't get misconstrued. You get uprooted, acting ass. Watch how fast out, fast like the flash drive. Watch how fast they bump my shit. Watch how fast they hate. Watch how fast they make me one of the greats. I'm trying to make it, even if I gotta take it. Taking the bacon, they got the recipe. You gotta taste it, ain't no negotiation. As this motherfucking take me, thank you, made this far. Say, for I ain't smoke you like a motherfucking cigar. I ain't going nowhere, so fuck you and your motherfucking clock. Tick tock, bitch, I'm on payroll, so give me what you got. Empty your pockets while you take your best shot. While I'm beating through the block, straying away from your phone, just looking for all the ones. On me, kicking in your front door, putting his heat to your dome. Fuck your problems, I ain't solving shit. I'm counting land, bricks, a jug of books. Buy a cover, you leave your cover blown. I'm well known, in that zone. Pick and choose what side you stand on. I break bars and stick them under my tongue till it's numb. Don't give a fuck about the taste, I only care about the outcome. It's killing me softly, imprisoning me softly. Suicidal thoughts, these bass drums got my face numb. I'm like a crack, watch how you step, you break the mother's back. When you cut your wrist and jump in the water, grab your life jacket. I got a case of the fuckers, so fuckers, all you bitches on my bucket list is only right. I drown you bitches quick. Say your prayers, cause your nightmares are coming true. It's winter season, you fucking heat is fire, get the fuck out my coupe. Blocking my fucking view, claiming my fucking goons. Trying to walk in my fucking shoes. See me, I dance to my own fucking tune. Full of diarrhea, it's time I take a shit on you. It's time I put that pack in your name and take a hit on you. Feeling like one of the greats, I need my collection plate. Guess what, I'm revved up. I ain't the sharpest in the box, but I get the business straight. I bet before you cross me clean, you gon' hesitate. 100 more bars, 100 more problems. For them blue face, I go retard. I get caught hard, I get bombarded with even thoughts, yeah. I'm scratching on the bleachers, let me off the bench. Coach put me on the court so I can show them ain't no motherfucking joke. Who you want me to take out? What's the payout? Should I shoot their ass from the line? Or should I hit them with a motherfucking fade out? No help, no love, fake love, a drug. Fake love, a drug, no help, no love. Because the struggle is real, the hustle is real. This gutter is real, this slugger is real. The way I suffer is real. When I recover is real. The way I turn your ass into a fucking cusser, I have to take a kneel and say my grace. So he can see how thankful I am for what he placed up on my plate. Checkmate, you're truly a fake now. We that west, we were colorful leaves, my shit got no seeds. No song get left a turn, cause bitch, I threw the rock. They be wondering if you got it, but they ain't trying to empty they motherfucking pockets. Fuck a plug, I need to sock a bitch before I up and rock it. Shit and slap you with my Glock, they be spitting out them holler tips. This comes personal, this comes gonna hurt a few. This comes gonna bring some haters, I know I gotta murk a few. Pop you like a perk or two. Take over your turf, me and my crew, out with the old and with the new. Chunking up the fucking juices to you bitches, look like your clock's out of tick. Keep my name out your motherfucking mouth, unless you're paying bills at my motherfucking house. Unless I claim you on my taxi, now you're my bracket. Bringing a wrecks and bringing a bass and bringing a session, bringing a gas and murking rest every chance that I get. I'm a product of my own motherfucking clique. Bitch, I got the right compression for the right protection. No exception, watch your steps. You be changing places with your fucking reflection. I ain't the type to be played with, the type to be fake with, the type to be basic. I'm by my paper, bitch, so get the print. Subliminal message got me feeling reckless. Give me my flowers while I'm alive, cause fucking bitches when I die. The way I'm transmitting these bars, you ain't predict you get addicted, but that was prediction that I inflict this mandatory friction. That shit was mandatory, but let me slow it down. Dummy it down for you clowns. I spend long hours on the compound, studying shakedowns and breakdowns by the pound. If my granny picked the cotton, why the fuck I gotta start from the bottom? Try to play me, then I'm wearing all my arts and keep a spraying. Put a bag on your head, call it a gag reflex. I got a vision that is also pretty. Time to get down to the nitty gritty. Either you with me or against me, ain't no in between. Fuck you if you ain't riding with my team. You get the most hate from a nigga that's fake with the face that only a mother can love, only a mother can hug in the door. That shit is fucked up, but it's cool. I know what to do. I stay true to my truths and blue to my blues. Then Mercury, I see.
Niggas act like bitches even though we were friends. A wolf of sheep clothing, I think it never ends. More than 30 years, know your whole family. From the good times all the way to casualty. Yeah, all of a sudden, y'all niggas tuck your tail and ran. Little boys couldn't deal with the man. Birds of a feather, I can say that it's true. Come and join my crew, got wings and you flew. One more thing, I don't need none of y'all. This is scratch, hit me back, I can't get a phone call. Treat me like a hoe you just met. Trying to claim blood when they say they never saw you on the set. Can't get verified, cause I know them niggas also. Background check, not even checking out though. It's a blank spot, nobody can confirm. Take my fucking head, y'all just like to wear red. Then bring order to the studio, there's quality. Every time y'all step out the room, it only cost me. Everybody got jobs, can't pay nothing on the bills. Didn't have to pay cause they got a little skid. White told me I should just focus on him. Fuck me, everybody in order then. All night is in my studio, I guess it don't matter. Glass niggas always seem to shatter. Acting like a sister, he ran off first. Since he acting like a bitch, I'ma call him Starburst. Used to catch the bus every day to record. Did a lot of shit y'all couldn't afford. Better spend money on a side piece than the producer. Fast forward, that's the thing that you used to. All the real truths, they can never fade us. Moving out of Cali to Las Vegas. Fake ass Snoop and Black Lil Caesar. On Facebook like everybody needs ya. Studio pics that ain't even yours. When it rains it pours, wax on's in store. Misleading everybody to a light that ain't glowing. Trying to drive people to a place that they ain't going. False hope, can't believe nothing that you speak. You can't deny all the shit that you doing is weak. I could go bar for bar with anything that you got. Niggas always drop a beef in my pot. Stir it up in my stew and make some cornbread. That's the only way your ass gonna get fed. And the puppy that you got ain't even got no soul. You eat the whole steak, it won't throw him a bowl. Devil with the king and you know that your ass out. Since your pants down, you know that you ass out. Here come another nigga acting like he whore. Bring a body bag if you step up in my yard. Boo, this is true if you wanna take it there. Talk about a fair one, but I don't fight fair. You better call God instead of me with your threat. You can't get dry off this wet. Nigga, I'm too old to be dealing with the nothing. Keep drinking pee and smoke all them drugs you be buffing. You gotta be high trying to fuck with me. OIC, it must be OCD. You better watch yourself cause you barking up the wrong bush. Shiny red button, that's the wrong one to push. Get the fuck out of here with that whack shit you made. Praise the Lord all day, he even know you fake. Bitch ass nigga, you don't wanna play this game. Catch a high one, leave different than you can. I know a lot of niggas that went Hollywood. I guess they don't see it, I think they all good. One motherfucker, I'ma slap him when I see him. Maybe something hot, then yeah, maybe not. Pussy ass nigga try to front around his friend. That's where it start in the beat begin. I think your name tell you how your whole life went. That's bad luck. Your mouth always getting you fucked. Your production skills whack anyway. I could go toe to toe with you on my worst day. Looking like Alf, eat your cats. I got cheese. I don't have time for you rap. They call me king. They call you sir. I call you bitch cause you act like a her. If you wanna send me, I'll send my address. Since your ass is tired, I'll lay you down to rest. Niggas got their name straight off a cartoon. Niggas can't see me, but they will real soon. Walk around cocky, head too big for a hat. That's why dogs always try to kill a cat. Already broke, that's why I can't get my eight. You brought it up, now you seem to hesitate. Used to be friends, but I guess that man never. Never get a scratch from the fleece around your collar. Call He-Man, he really got your back. Somewhere around his neck is where his nutsack was at. So dope, so the Illuminati. That's why you stroll around thinking that you better than everybody. Fuck all of y'all and what you stand for. Remember who I am when I kick in the door. Then one day, I used to call you bro. Just a matter of time before you fall real slow. 96 bars with four more to go. 100 miles and running, that's how I end the show. True West, bullets on the map. 100 bars, is this a wrap?
True West Entertainment, man. That's how it goes, man. That's how it goes. King Scratch, man. Hold on, let me see. Let me see if I get some, I need to get some goddamn sound effects or something going on here. Boy, I'm sitting up there riding my own balls. I fucked around and forgot about what I was about to do. True West Entertainment, man. 323-642-1597. Mad Monday. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. There we go. Let's clap it up. King Scratch, Mr. Everywhere. My big old gigantic homie, Scotty G. Trulia.
We don't know that, right here.
Motherfucking up. DJ M, love. Sweet B.
Where?
Right there.
Right here.
And we got my nigga 86. We dropping 86 shit on Friday, so all y'all motherfuckers get ready. Y'all get ready. We dropping 86 shit on Friday.
Friday. All right.
Yeah. We gonna drop the first part, volume one. We go underground. You know what I'm saying? We gonna drop the underground volume one on Friday with my nigga 86. You know what I'm saying? And nigga, it's getting ready to be off the chain. I'm just letting y'all know. All that bullshit ain't nothing but chewed up grass.
Hey,
can
you
want
cheese,
Larson? I'm ready. The long way.
Yeah, it's been a... Nigga, we dropping that shit on Friday. We got all the stove together, nigga. We got the CD cover. I don't know if y'all seen the CD cover I put on my page. If they would have told me I could put the shit on my CD, if I had put it on my page, I'd have had that shit when I made that motherfucker.
Well, I want to be the first to hear it.
Get the fuck out of here. You the one send me the song. You already know. We gonna put some paint where it ain't. You know what I'm saying? We gonna put some paint where it ain't. That's all I gotta say. Damn it, I need some background music. Scotty D, what's up, bro?
Nothing in traffic. Go ahead and do your thing. I'm listening.
City can say I'm in traffic. Yeah, we getting ready to put some paint where it ain't. You know, and do some shit that people can't. That's what that shit getting ready to be. But 86, y'all look for him Friday. We gonna make sure we gonna drop that shit at least by Friday. Hell, we might drop it before then.
It's definitely by Friday, y'all. We got to make it happen.
So it might not be Friday. We might drop that motherfucker in the next couple of days while y'all bullshit. I'm just saying.
We need all the support. We need all the support, you know. It's just a mixtape and some, you know, reintroducing to some and introduction to some others, you know, but it's going to be some classic underground material that we, you know, we gonna breathe some new life into it, and then we gonna follow up with some more current, you know, more up to date stuff. Some collaborate. I want to get on everybody on True West. We definitely gonna get on the song together for sure. That's mandatory. Truly, Scratch. We all, you know.
Oh yeah, we get ready to hit their ass over the head with that Billy Club, nigga, that Bam Bam Club. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where he got that, what kind of piece of wood that nigga got, but nigga, we gonna hit you with the Bam Bam Club.
And I like how my name was said first. Thank you. You heard me scratch.
Oh, yeah. What'd you say?
I said I like how my name was said first. Thank you, 86.
Got some bars. I like that. I like that 100 bars. I like, yeah, you sure.
Scratch 130 or something. So I'm going to have to condense it down.
She did way more than 120. She did more than 100 bars. I'm like, damn, we gotta shut her goddamn ass down somewhere.
Yeah, I'm
going to
have to condense it down and send it to you.
She understood the assignment.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, I did the whole 6 minutes, so I'm really not sure how many bars that is.
Mm-hmm. That's all right, too. You got your, you know, doing your punch-ins and shoot. I'm impressed, shoot.
I'm gonna give you $1,000, but I gave you $2,500. No, that's all right. I just want the $1,000. Keep the other $500. Nah, it's all good. She did a whole lot of board. This is the thing that I need to tell you. Boy, you got a whole lot of motherfuckers up in there.
Yeah, You was wrecking them too, though, Scratch. I know you're going to have some hurt feelings. You're going to be like, man.
I know. I had my points of motherfuckers. I know. I was like, yeah, motherfuckers. I be trying not to like when I do shit, well, I ain't never did 100 bars before, so I could actually say that. Because 100 bars is actually, it's two and a half songs. If you count all of the bars, it's two and a half songs. And I try not to say the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again. So I try to keep the niggas down, and I try to keep the motherfuckers down. So when we actually release the song, I'm gonna cut down the niggas and the motherfuckers. I gotta substitute it. But it's all good. It don't matter because we just talking shit. That's what the whole thing about the song is talking shit. I'm talking shit about people. And then everybody else is just talking shit. So,
well, who are the first two people you talking about?
I was talking about my old crew.
What's the drink area?
Huh? Yeah, I was talking about my old crew. Because it was like, all these motherfuckers, we was together all this time. I've been knowing these niggas for years. And, you know what I'm saying? I guess they just didn't want to take authority. Hell, y'all motherfuckers want to join my crew. I didn't ask to join y'all crew. Y'all asked to join mine. So, you know, all of a sudden they left. The one nigga, I know y'all probably know who he is. He's probably the only motherfucker that y'all know. He was a cat in Sister Act. Remember the boy and motherfucker that was rapping in Sister Act? Part one and two?
Mm-mm. I ain't gonna get into Whoopi Goldberg.
But I'm just saying, that nigga, he was in Part of the Truth. You know what I'm saying? He called himself V.
Somebody said, Mary had a little lamb.
Yeah, the motherfucker, he was the bald-haired black motherfucker in Sister Act. He was in the truth. That's why I said, you act like a sister, you ran up first. Since you act like a bitch, I'm going to call you Starburst. That's him. Run it! Stop it! Eat the cat or get the motherfucker out the yard. Oh, I'm sorry. But anyway, that's him. That's probably the only person y'all know. The nigga, he used to be in Sister Act. He was the black dude in Sister Act. Bald head, goofy looking motherfucker. He was in the truth. You know what I mean? So the first, first part was about them. And everybody who gone out the truth, then it's a couple of motherfuckers in Vegas, and then it's a couple of motherfuckers that then y'all know that motherfucker Rev, I had to get in his ass, and then Sir Jinx and Battlecat, I'm put it out there. I don't give a fuck what they gonna do. Retaliate, please. I want them to retaliate. Anybody that I was talking about on them goddamn boards, I wish you would retaliate because I got something more hotter for your motherfucking ass. Because then y'all know I'm coming after y'all. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't even tripping, bro. Scotty, did you actually download those videos?
Which one?
You see the cat? The all of the, those videos, so I could take them off for the I could take them off for my
all the ones that
my drive.
That
so you downloaded all of
them? I tried to download them, and you're already out the system, so a lot of them I don't have. That's why I was telling you earlier.
No, I'm just saying, because I got to take the shit out the drive in order for me to put more shit on the drive.
Yeah, just take everything off. Whatever you got on there that you want to take off, take it off. I'm going to have to get it anyway.
Oh, okay. I just want to see what you had downloaded. Y'all got to hold on. Y'all got to forgive me. I got this motherfucking little kitten is in the yard. The dog ain't trying to eat it. It'll eat a big cat, but it won't eat the little kitten. So I'm going to run this little kitten the fuck up out of here. Ah! No, no, no. Come on, little cat. Get your fucking ass out of here. Shit.
So now y'all taking his sprays,
keep
too?
Keep on barking all day. Go. Get your little kitten ass up out of here. Shit. Them motherfuckers got me all in the back, Scotty. Go.
There's a whole bunch of them around
there
here.
There you go. Huh?
Somebody had a baby. That cat then had a bunch of babies by your house.
I know, but the goddamn dog ain't going to eat the kitten. So it just sit there and bark at the motherfucker. But if it was a big cat, she'd be trying to kill the motherfucker. Now you ain't got to worry about it. Get your ass somewhere and sit down. Shit. Good God almighty. But yeah, I just want to make sure you got everything downloaded. So when I erase it, then I start adding the other shit. Because right after the show, I just start uploading that shit to you and give you all the stuff that you didn't have.
Okay. Going
God damn it, I'm tired. That shit made me tired going out there.
Everything you, that you
got
to do that you want to erase, it's erasing. I got to get it again anyway.
Yeah.
I told you earlier what I know I got.
Mm-hmm. I got to make sure I ain't going to run a double seeing shit. I know we got to do the, you want the childhood? You want the chiller and
the I want the locking.
Yeah.
Father on D. Tommy Jaquette. No, I was talking about Tommy Jaquette.
You ain't got Father on D?
I ain't got Father on D. I ain't got L.A.
I thought you would hold on to that for dear life.
I ain't
life.
Got Searchy. I ain't got K-Day. I ain't got none of that.
All right, I got you. I'm
I got it all, man. I got all that on DVD. I don't have that either. I have
okay,
all that on DVD.
I don't know how big the motherfucking file going to be, but I'll send it to you. Anyway, y'all, we're talking about how the West was won, man. The great Scotty Diggs, you know what I'm saying? It's something we've been doing like 5-6 years in the making, even though he only wanted to do like 2 hours, but we done stretched it out to 20 hours. Well, 12 hours. I think we got about 12 hours, right?
It's so big now, I had to go get an agent.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It done turned into a TV show. So, you know what I'm saying? How the West was won. And it's not all about just West Coast. You know, it's got some down south, east coast, up north. We got everything up in there. But let's go how the West was won. So, you know, y'all going to be able to... everybody out there listening, y'all going to be able to get on the platform soon. And then on top of that, we're going to add a soundtrack that's getting ready to fuck everybody up, too. You know, mostly everybody right here, that's, you know, on True West Radio, we all going to have at least songs on that motherfucker. Well, we got to have at least about 28 songs.
So I'm going to double CD.
Yeah, we're going to have at least about 20.
Old school.
Yeah,
old
yeah.
stuff and new stuff.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You know, we're going to have some people like King T and Ice T and, you know what I'm saying, everybody that's in on the program. Coolio, yeah, exactly. You know, hopefully we'll get some Dr. Dre and some Ice Cube and... Yeah, I mean, hell, if we don't, it don't matter. Shit, we can rather make the shit out anyway. So we can rather have the soundtrack to the whole documentary. You know, there's so many people on the documentary. It would be amazing if we could get everybody on the documentary to do one song produced by me, of course. It's all good like firewood. That's all I'm saying. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I appreciate you scratching all this time being spent, man. Long time coming. We almost there, bro. Hip-hop,
I know.
Right around the corner.
We're standing on the doorstep.
Like a Parliament Funkadelic song, standing there on the verge of getting down.
Right. You heard me? We right there. We standing on the doorstep, all this, like, knocking on the door. If you open up the goddamn door, I'm going to put your foot in there like the motherfuckers be doing on them old movies. Nigga be, like, trying to slam the door. I'll be like, mm-mm. I put my foot right in that door. Mm-mm. We not, mm-mm. You ain't closing the door on us, goddamn. We walking in. So we a little ways from just walking in that door. You know what I mean?
I told my apartment up and came on.
We right there. We about to walk in that door. And that's going to be it after that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, walk in, well, man, because I'm going to walk in, too. So as I walk in, I'm kicking these damn concrete boots off. Well, I'll kick them off.
Hey, no, we all walking in the door together. Shit. It ain't like we both going to walk in the door. We going to kick in the door. And we all going to run in that motherfucker. We going to be in the house, close the door behind us. Last thing in the door, lock it. I'm just saying, we got, as far as with Scotty, it's too much information for people not to hear. You know, this is a different type of documentary. We ain't got some motherfucker sitting over there talking about shit. No, this thing is actually telling the story himself. So that's something different than what, you know, people do when they come down to documentaries. They don't ever sit up there and talk about themselves. The whole thing is talking about him. He's talking about his damn self. How many people do that? I ain't never heard nobody do that. If y'all did, let me know.
Well, we tried to help the DOC put together his thing a couple of years ago. Warren G. a few more years ago, he came out, but they don't talk their own story. They let them white folks tell their story.
Yeah, everybody else tell. They tell. You can't have nobody else tell your story.
What I learned about hip hop. When you learn about hip hop, when you guys ever learn the full elements of hip hop, the graphic arts, the DJing, the MCing. And knowledge and wisdom and understanding and all that, you'll know you're not supposed to give nobody your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Like my soul. I can't give nobody my soul. Everybody who I know gave their soul away, turned in waiting for your ass to cash. And I'm on the bright side. I'm on God. I'm about God body. So I got to stay in the light. I can't step in that darkness like that.
Hey, Scotty. Who did you say you wanted to do the damn narration for this first?
You remember? Denzel.
Yep. He said, man, we going to get Denzel to narrate the motherfucking documentary.
It wouldn't have never happened because it wasn't planned like that, because I thought it was going to just be a little segment I was going to do and keep it pushing, and it didn't happen like that.
Mm-mm. But he wanted. He was going to get Denzel to do the narration. And I was like, no, just say it yourself. How many motherfuckers documentaries? Go and look up any documentary. Ain't nobody talking about their own fucking story.
And then what really made me do it is because Scratch had somebody talking. I don't want to tell my story, tell my kids my story to nobody but me. And that got me hooked.
because it's like when God show you things, you're supposed to jump on it. I don't know. That's how I get out.
I don't want nobody to think I'm taking your thing because, you know, that's what I've been. I wanted to do like an audio book kind of like where I'm telling my story, but I got songs in between. I got it like written in a timeline in like a chronological order from like I was born to I moved here, I moved there, then I, you know, here's my influences. But in between,
we can still do it. Yeah, because look,
it's like,
nigga, the whole Out of West was one gonna be an audio book too, and he got the book.
The same, and what he just broke down is in chronological order. That's how the West was one. It's the same exact thing, except
right.
It's 10 more elements. You're
right.
Doing one thing yourself. Do it. That's easy.
Hey,
and y'all are part of it, so it don't stop. It's steady. It's bringing it up to current, like right now, boom, who are you, where are you, how'd you even come about? Because I've been trying to holler at, I was telling Scratch earlier, I done hollered at Reggie Wright and all them, and I'm like, he said something that kind of had me hot. He said, man, that new Death Row Snoop and all them, that shit is for the niggas that was scared to get down with Death Row before. And I'm like, man.
Ooh, I like that. I like how you said that, though. That's good. That's a good thought.
No, it ain't because I had that opportunity. Mr. Edward, I tell you, he came from Arkansas with my uncle, and he was going to wash my kids and, like, fill my shoes at the house while I went on the road with Death Row now. I'm trying to promote that Two Gangsters. But all it was being crash dummies for them going and trying to go attack Snoop them or whoever left the label. So that's like career suicide for a new nigga trying to get on to come in here like.
Well, that's when we were going to Gangsta for Radio.
Yeah.
I was just about to step up and say, why would they say that to you when everybody that was on the first Death Row ain't got no money?
That, you feel what I'm saying? And it's a bunch of bullshit that went on. So all them niggas that they were sending on missions to go try to do this and do that, and then Reggie admitted he fucked up Realest Milk's career by trying to market him as a Tupac sound alike, and Crooked Eye jumped ship because he was like, man, niggas in L.A. treat Death Row artists like a rival gang. They don't treat you like no artist. Niggas got bounties on your chains and all type of shit. So I was smart. I didn't sell my soul. You see what I'm saying? So
I like the way Reggie put that narrative out there. That's going to make him look like, nigga, that's why nobody messing with the original Death Row. And I was at the original Death Row from beginning to the end. I got all my plaques, all my accolades and everything. And Snoop already pulled me in to help him with the new Death Row. But my thing is, there's no money attached to it. And once you get a label like that with no money attached to it, they gave me the name. They didn't give me no money. And I don't want to come out of my pocket to, you know, put out the next film. Scotty, just hold on. Give me a little bit. Let me get some money generated, and we're going to do what you – I'm like, okay, whatever. And in the meantime, use my name for whatever you need to use my name for.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Shit. Yep.
Well,
okay.
That's a blessing.
Use
that's
your name.
The,
your name is a golden – that's like Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory. That's the golden ticket right now.
That's the golden ticket right now.
You can down with me. If you can use that name and you're going to back it up, that's a play right there.
That's a play.
So,
that's
what
I say.
I mean,
like,
we can use Snoop Knight for whatever we got. We gonna do. You know what I'm saying?
This what we need. We gotta talk, man. Cause shit is.
And
all
I just,
shit
not just Snoop. I got access to Ice T. All day. I just talked to Ice like most of 2 or 3 days last week, just back to back. You know, just catching up on some stuff.
That's
who I want to talk to. I want to talk to Ice, nigga.
Man,
I want to talk to that nigga about, nigga. Phew.
And let's look at him. He started off on that show That show was only supposed to be 4 episodes, man. He been over there for 17 years. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, the motherfucking Law and Order.
Right.
At 200 and something thousand an episode or something. Man, come on. That dude been chewing.
Yeah, that nigga chewing that's like a motherfucker, bro. But we
probably
more
than that.
We, I mean, all
hey,
of
hey, man,
us,
well, damn it.
Yeah.
Can I go call my boss and tell him? No, I don't got no boss. I'm just saying, can I tell these motherfuckers I ain't doing no concrete no more? What's happening? Man?
Yes, you can.
We
can
sit on the
we
sitting on the bag now.
Just do it up until the point where, nigga, I'll be like, hey, I'll be 86. Check this out, bro. Drop the concrete, nigga.
Shit, man.
It's coming
okay.
To that point. You know what I'm saying? So if you got a job, yeah, nigga, everybody quit their goddamn job, we about to get that shit cracking. You know what I'm saying? As long as y'all motherfuckers got slices of pie, we gonna give you the slices of the pie. And I hope this goddamn cat ain't back in my fucking yard. I'm gonna take the pit bull out there and let him eat that motherfucker, because this shit is getting ridiculous. But the thing about Lord, I mean, when it comes down to DJ F, Love, motherfucking, all of y'all, motherfucking Sweet Pea, Trulia, you know, especially, you know, me and Scotty D, we work all the time. It's a loyalty thing that a lot of people don't have. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers always, they want something, but they not loyal to whatever the situation is. That's the way I be looking at shit. And you guys always been loyal. Nigga, I ain't looked at none of y'all, some of y'all in your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're more loyal than motherfuckers that we look in their eyes.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that plays a big part in everything that we do. And y'all motherfuckers out there, man, y'all got to be loyal, man. Be loyal to something. Fuck, you can't just fuck around and go from pillar to post, bush to bush, and all that shit. Because if you're loyal to something, that means something to come out of it big for everybody. Like shit. Just like I was telling me and Scott, yeah, I was like, nigga, we going to do the soundtrack. So guess what? All y'all going to be on the soundtrack. The niggas who wasn't loyal, them niggas ain't going to be on the soundtrack, but they going to be sitting up there going, fuck, we should have just, hey, Lord, we could have been on that soundtrack.
Sorry about that, y'all. That was an emergency phone call on the other line.
It's all good.
Not my boy, man. I just dropped him off.
I was just telling them about loyalty, you know, and then we get ready to do the soundtrack and all that stuff, and all of them going to be on the soundtrack.
You know what? Let me tell you something about loyalty. I learned this dealing with this rap stuff all these years. There's only a few people that know anything about that word. That's said, but they don't practice it. I got four dudes that I went to elementary school with, we still partners to this day. That's crazy. I got about 40 that I went to junior high school with. We still cool like that. High school, I got about maybe 30. In the hip hop game, I got about 100.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy. But and I could say loyal, but when it comes down to like financially, that's a whole different story.
Yeah, see.
Oh, that's true.
That yeah. Financial means something different than loyal. I mean, hell, you just think I had all these niggas in the True West, and you know, them motherfuckers come and we do all this and do all that. I'll be like, oh, nigga, y'all gotta drop me something, but ain't nobody got nothing to drop. But they leave and then they go hook up with some bro. Or they go and hook up with the homies, so they over there buying weed and drinks and all that shit. you know, that ain't got nothing to do with loyalty. But then at the end of the day, look at it. Nigga, we had motherfuckers 25 motherfuckers in this group. And then if you just
want to
look
at it. This whole thing, Scratch, to me, when we first started, it was fun. It was all fun. We was in the studio. We was putting music together. He knew how to rap. He knew how to do the bongos. This nigga right here knew how to do the beatbox. That dude right there got a good mouth. He going to go promote us. He knew how to draw us. He going to make our flyers. That was a little crew. Man, this ain't making no money. I just had a baby. I got to go to the Navy. Man, I mean, I'm going to go to college. I'm playing football, man. I don't want to rap no more. But, you know, it's like the ones who stayed around that was dedicated to it really like it. I mean, they don't have to be loyal to none of the other guys that didn't want to hang with it. That's not no loyalty in that. You know, some people grew out of it. I got friends right now. You can't get them to even listen to rap music.
Right.
My first baby mama ended up being my wife. She didn't stand rap back then, and she damn sure can't stand it now. But she'll listen to Houdini or some Snoop Dogg every now and then.
Scotty, check this out. I don't mean to cut you off. Now, everybody, I just want to tell Scotty this. I remember when we first started doing this shit, and I said, if the person that's helping you don't believe in the shit like you do, they ain't work. Because I remember I ain't going to throw his name out there, but they was doing your documentary first. I said, if you don't have nobody if you got people that believe in your project as much as you do, that's when it, and I ain't never left your side, my nigga.
The thing is, man, that's a whole different story with you, Scratch. You was heaven sent. God put us together. We didn't put us together at all. The Most High God put us together for this project. He knew you had the time. He knew I had the heart. He knew it was going to be a God body project. I'm not just talking about all these rap. I'm talking about God. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't still be alive. I wouldn't be waking up every morning blinking, you know, and trying to find the finances to fund this project. I've been making the funds on my own.
I told you. When we really start getting deep into the project, I said, I'm not going to leave your side. That is fucking loyalty, my nigga.
I'm going to tell y'all, we done had our ups and downs, our ins and outs, my agree to disagreement, but he ain't left, and I damn sure ain't left. He was scratched. Man, this all God, bro.
Yeah, I know. And that's what I wanted to just bring out to everybody, that once I committed to this project with this cat, I told him I'm going all the way through with it. We ain't ready to finish this motherfucker together.
And it don't be about the project all the time. It be friendship. It be like,
And that's one thing I love too. I really love that, because see, people think that it's always got to be about business. But then motherfuckers don't think about friendship. You know what I'm saying? I was telling somebody the other day about this one cat. He came over here and he said, well, man, I just want to do some business. I ain't trying to be your friend. I was like, well, you just fucked up already.
You might want to move around.
You fucked up already, my nigga.
Agitate the gravel, nigga. Hurry up and agitate that gravel.
Oh, yeah, nigga. You get your motherfucking ass up out of here right now, my nigga. Because you have to have some kind of friendship, relationship when you're doing business, because, you know what I'm saying? First of all, you want to know the person. You want to know who the person is, how the person is. You know, some niggas that you have to deal with, you have to deal with them a different way than you deal with this cat. You know, this cat's more sensitive. This nigga more hardcore. This motherfucker right here is just calm. And that's what Scotty is. Scotty is calm as fuck. I'm more reckless. Like, what the fuck you say type of shit. You know what I mean? Gotta be like,
I don't know what you're saying, because you can see confetti a whole lot, even more back in the day, you know. But I never walked up to him and was like, hey, how you doing? I'm going to introduce myself. I'm Marquise Linda. I'm like, no, I just walk up to him and I'd be like, hey. Even now, he'd be like, who is that? I'm like, it's Sweet Pea. He's like, oh, hey, you know? I feel like if we can't be cool, we can't do business, if that makes sense.
It makes a whole lot of sense because you have to have a rapport with people, you know, to where you could actually say, okay, whenever you're doing business, you got to try to figure out the person and see where their head is at and everything. And then that makes you become friends, and that makes you become, you know, somebody, oh, I can deal with this guy. He cool. But if you got like a little nappy head motherfucker that's sitting up there being, you know, un-motherfucking, how would I put it, unhumble.
Uncool.
Oh, yeah. You be like, man, fuck that. I ain't getting ready to deal with this nigga. It be motherfuckers be like, all right, we'll scratch up. You know, well, we going to do some shit. I'll be like, all right, let's do this, and I'll charge you this, right? But then you got these old, big head motherfuckers. I'll be like, all right, nigga, give me $7,000, and then we could do this. They be like, $7,000? Nigga, it could have been $700 if you wasn't walking around with your goddamn head in the cloud. You know what I mean? Humble and loyal.
I'm just being humble. I learned one thing early in the game, when I decided I'm gonna stick with this. I learned I didn't have to be humble. I just had not to burn a bridge.
Yeah.
When I was out there in the gang life, I never was a follower. I was always a leader. I never burned no bridges. That's why I look back on stuff I did do, the dirt I did do, I paid homage to everybody who I did dirt to later on in life. So all them guys who I did dirt to, they are, I'm talking about, I was a Crip, straight up Crip, hard Crip.
Me
all them
too.
Was blood, all them blood that was around me, to this day, we still speak to this day. We speak.
That's what I was telling you about
prison.
The swan niggas, bro.
They call
niggas
me from prison
swan.
And all that. It's crazy.
Hey, look. Wait. Hold up. Before we go any further, we got like a minute and 10 seconds. So y'all got a minute and 10 seconds to call if y'all want to get in the after hours. That's 323-642-1597. Because one more minute left. If y'all don't call in, y'all can't get in. You know, unless you just know somebody, and then we'll put you on a three-way or something. But, True West Radio, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what it's going to look like on Wednesday because I think I'm getting ready to go to the Crip Fest. I'm going to Vegas to go to Crip Fest. I'm about to eat a gang of Crips and then I'm going to put a lot of Crips in my bag. Oh, my God. We don't call, because Crab, when the motherfuckers say Crab, that's what Bloods call Crip. So, Crips don't call Crip. Crab.
I just woke up here a while ago. I'm a little slow right now, that's all.
Nah, you all right. You just didn't know. We out of here. True West Radio. After hour, let's go. Nah, we just don't call. I call them Crip legs. So if I'm getting ready to go eat some crab legs, I'm calling them Crip legs.
Hey, Scratch. I went to the Cosmopolitan, right? At the Cosmo got a buffet. You remember the best buffet used to be Circus. Then it went over to the Rio, got the best seafood buffet.
That's where we going to the Rio. Not the Rio. I think we going to the Paris.
Go to the Cosmo, bro. Go to a Cosmopolitan. It got this thing. It's a certain amount of money you pay, right? But it's unlimited mimosas. You can drink all the mimosas you want, unlimited. And all the food you can eat for 2 hours. I know I ate at least 100 crib legs. And I know I drunk at least a gallon of mimosas.
I think that the motherfucker, what's that motherfucker? It ain't the Paris, it ain't the Rio. It's that motherfucker, damn, what's that motherfucker? Because my mama, my mother sent me this motherfucker shit with all these goddamn seafoods, and they just got seafood. Them motherfuckers got big fucking briskets and everything. I'm going, whoa. I'm like, what the fuck you sending
me? Your bag, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Better bring your bag, because I always forget my bag, but I always get a whole bunch of napkins, grab me about 4 or 5 chicken wings, put them in my pockets.
Nigga, I'm telling you, nigga, when I went out, like, nigga, before the middle of the show, I go in there, and my wife is talking to my mama, because we getting ready to go pick my mama and my pops up tomorrow. So they going to have to ride in the back seat. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I was just telling motherfuckers on the show that I'm about to get my motherfucking scratch pack, nigga, and fill that shit up. And my mom was like, you better not embarrass me no more, because I used to embarrass the fuck out of my mama.
My
mama
was the one embarrassing me. You know when you go to the restaurant and they give you free salad and free bread?
Yeah.
Or like, oh, man, she the one, the garlic bread monster. I'm like, come on, man.
My wife was talking to my mom on the phone. I said, you know, when we go up there on Wednesday, I'm about to fill my scratch pack up with shit. And then my mom was, she had her on the goddamn speakerphone. You better not embarrass me no more. I'm telling you, that's embarrassing shit of my mom. Going places and shit. I'm like, y'all got me fucked up. Well, y'all going to have to watch. Y'all better not let me take the goddamn scratch pack in the goddamn place team. Y'all better get my scratch pack and put that motherfucker somewhere else, because if I walk in there with my scratch pack, nigga, I'm coming out that motherfucker looking like release the Kraken around that motherfucker. Motherfucker have a whole leg hanging out the top of that bitch.
My grandma used to put chicken wings in her purse, like, you say, mm-hmm. So I started sliding muscles in that bitch. Like, when we go to Golden Corral and they had a muscle buffet, I'm like, look, Grandma, I got these muscles.
I got one
for you, Grandma.
Nigga, how you gonna have all you can eat, but I can't take none of all you can eat with me type of shit? Them niggas getting ready to have to keep on refilling the goddamn crib leg section and the shrimp. I'm gonna have crib legs and shrimp all in my bag. Oh, they got me fucked up.
I'm itching already. Just listening to you.
I'm about to. Hell, shit, we just came from Vegas. Now we getting ready to go back? Fuck yeah.
Y'all gonna be all right, though? It's fucking hot. Hey, it's really hot, though. It's hot here. I don't know what it's like in Vegas. Yesterday I went out with my mom. It was like 105.
Oh, it's 107 today out here.
Y'all
some cold water. And then all them motherfuckers was in my studio with so many water bottles and beer bottles and beer cans all over this motherfucker.
Well, guess what? I left my wallet in El Segundo.
I'm drinking some beer now, goddammit. But
I hate leaving my wallet. My boy left his wallet in the back of my car just now. Man, I got to meet him way back at this gas station. I was doing some business with him. Man, you out there? I left my wallet in the back of your truck.
did. Yeah, nigga, I'm turned up. Nigga, I drove this goddamn new Jeep for the first time today. Nigga, I ain't even drove that motherfucker. We was going to Vegas. My wife came up saying, "You gonna drive the rest of the way home?" I was like, "Mm-mm."
Where'd y'all get the truck from?
Victorville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So now we're
about taking the truck out to Vegas. I'm going to drive it to Vegas.
Yeah, I'm going to go on. We're going to go and pick my mom's up, my mom's and my pops up, and we're going to take them up there for the Crip Fest.
You got to get on the highway, man. Get on the highway and blast that HC, man.
Yeah, we're getting ready to put them in the back seat for the first time.
Y'all got the
AC went out yesterday. I forgot to say that part. That's how hard it was. The AC popped. It stopped working.
Mm.
And my mom, her AC was cold as fuck. Really, it was. When I get in her car, I'm like, "Can you turn it off or can you turn it down, please?" And it gave all the way out. It shut down.
It might just need some Freon, sweetie. And you can put Freon in yourself. It's easy to put Freon in your car. That's the cheapest thing you can do. It costs you about $30 for a big can with the nozzle, with the temperature gauge on it, and that's cheaper. You don't want to go let somebody put no Freon in your truck unless you know a side mechanic.
I'm surprised you survived yesterday.
Yeah, check, make sure you ain't got no leak before you spend all that money on a damn bottle of Freon. You can get it with
that
dye, and if the dye come out, then you know you got a leak. Cause you put all that in there, you done bought that.
Right.
Nigga, I'm surprised we survived yesterday because my wife had left early in the morning and went to my auntie's house. But what I thought she was gonna be back in time because I gotta change the pads on the motherfucking swamp cooler. And luckily we survived, nigga. Me and Fila Al, OG, and Country. Was in the motherfucker, so everything went good. I'm gonna have to send Trulia the because Al did 100 boards and this nigga Country did 100 boards. So actually, we got 400 boards. And I was like, all right, but see what it is. I got to listen to this shit. Because this motherfucker's there gets erased because 86 need to do his 100. I trust 86 100 before I trust them niggas 100.
That is it?
Yeah, I
Hey, I trust 86 on it before I, because this motherfucker was just freestyling. You know that nigga Al, Scotty. Oh, nigga, what's up, nigga, what's up, So I don't know. Cause we'll be
some of the best songs I ever heard, though, really was a freestyle when it come down to it. Sometimes the producer pieces back together, you know, and sometimes it's a straight one through thing. But definitely a song like The Good Life, what you call it, T-Pain said he ain't know what the hell was going on. When he went to the studio, Kanye West told him he didn't like nothing that he did, but then called him to the video for that song.
Yeah, I got a theory, though, because I give them niggas 50-50. I let this nigga Al do 50 and give this nigga 50, and man, we'll just keep it moving. So whoever made the best bar singing around this motherfucker, I just can't remember what it sounded like because I was loaded last night. Not loaded, loaded. But, you know, when you get tired and you ready for niggas to leave, be like, I wish y'all niggas would hurry up and leave.
Sweet Pea, you didn't hear that Zero in a Cloverland Soldier, Lil Flip Freestyle?
I heard some of it.
I like it, man. They had some good wordplay with that.
Well, they wrote it a freestyle. It has some good wordplay. It surprised me.
Well, you know, back in the Wicked College, when they first started doing it, then Screwtape wasn't none of them really rappers. So as they done got older, their skills have actually, they done came into really being artists and not just niggas selling dope who rocked in the studio once a couple times.
Hey, Scotty. Scotty. This nigga hang up.
No, I'm here.
I'm trying to see if I'm gonna call my bro and see oh damn, goddamn Buddha Ali down there. I didn't see he called right on time or something. Buddha Ali, saw 24 TV. We supposed to do, my boy said they was going to do this Waka Flocka show down there on the 14th. So I need to call and see because either me and JoJo going to drive or they going to give us the airplane tickets to come down there. So we can all meet in Houston on the 14th.
Oh, what? July?
Huh?
What month?
This month.
Okay.
That's like a couple of days.
14th?
I think he said the 14th, but we could all meet down there on the 14th. And we get everybody in the show. You know what I'm saying?
What's
wrong? I ain't performing. Ain't nobody performing. We just going to go down there and have a good ass time.
Where's that at?
We're gonna get everybody.
I gotta call this nigga and see if it's going down or not. So me and JoJo probably just drive down there. I don't know, but they said hell, he's gonna give me some tickets, you know, to fly, and we just meet down in Houston on the 14th. That's a few days, couple of days.
How you gonna get? Are you driving?
I don't know. If motherfucker give me an airplane ticket, nigga, I ain't driving no goddamn where, nigga. I'm getting on the plane, nigga. Fuck all that driving. If that's your motherfucking ass, your ass drive somewhere for two. You'll drive all the way to Cali and stay out for 2 days and turn around and go, nope.
Boy, I wish I would have linked up with Scotty back then. Boy, me and Scotty, we've been driving all around the globe. We hit that highway. He pushed 4 hours. I pushed four, then he pushed four more, and I pushed four more.
I can't do it. I ain't gonna be able to do it. I need to be on a tour bus. I'll be a, nope.
Why?
So I don't know. I'm gonna see if that shit is going down. See if it's going down, we could all meet in Houston on the 14th, and then go and enjoy the show, and then just kick it like a motherfucker. We're talking about getting like a little Airbnb or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we just go and kick it up in that motherfucker for a day.
But who's doing the show?
Huh?
Who's doing the show?
It's supposed to be Waka Flocka, Lil Wayne, and somebody else. I think it's the 14th or the 17th. I got to call my nigga and see what's going on. But he was talking about niggas sending some tickets out there just for me to show up type of shit. I was like, well, nigga, I got about 12 motherfuckers that need to be in there with me. You know, call that good.
I'll show up, man. I don't want to go see no little. I'm going to pull up, though.
We pulling up just so we can just all be together. I don't give a fuck about that little whack ass show. That's all I'm talking about.
Okay.
We just go in that motherfucker, listen to they motherfucking punk ass, and leave that bitch and go turn up somewhere. That's all I'm talking about. If it sound good to y'all.
Sound good to you.
Where Buddha Ali at?
Buddha! that nigga sitting up there stocking, putting price tags on.
Buddha, if you don't put that damn case of Donald Duck orange juice up.
My nigga put
I had to make him laugh.
He
in there, he got the pee on his tail.
Motherfucker,
yeah,
put some potato chip tags on,
nigga.
Get that shit out of here. He in timeout.
They in that time to put the biscuit to the side, the box
for them. Hey, Mr. Edwin, that nigga, he gone. Call that nigga on the three-way.
Let me get him on the phone.
That nigga gone. That nigga call dropped.
Buddha Ali, pull up.
Nigga, we gonna pull up. We gonna, nigga, I'm just trying to see if everything is good, because I want to make sure we can all get in the concert. See what them motherfuckers doing. Go lead that bitch and go somewhere and just have a good ass time with all of us. Fuck that. I don't care about the concert. But if the motherfuckers gonna buy an airplane ticket for a motherfucker, I'll go.
What you say?
I said I'm parking in Sweet Pea Yard.
Yeah, I know yard. He's a partner. Oh,
parking in.
Nah, nigga, we gonna park and rob. Fuck that. I'm trying to see if this nigga, since he got this motherfucker, he probably got the little party van. That nigga pull up in the party van. We in that bitch.
I was about to say, you could park in my mama's yard in front of my mom's house.
Yeah, he didn't answer.
He trying to park over here.
He didn't answer.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to see what's going on.
See what's going on. I ain't making no phone calls ahead of time, no scratch. I got a couple millionaire partners live down there. They're trying to keep me down there forever.
I know. That nigga K-9 was just down there.
He was in Houston? I thought he was in Dallas.
No, he went to Houston. No, he went to Houston.
I got family in Houston. I got family. Oh, Galveston. Oh, man, it's going down.
Like I said, I don't know if it's the 14th or the 17th, because this nigga, he drive a truck around with all the equipment for all of the goddamn shows.
Mm.
And them motherfuckers, them niggas heard some of my tracks that I sent to them. Them motherfuckers were like, tell that nigga to come out here. But I told him, I said, nigga, it's going to be about 10 or 20 of us, goddamn it. They're like, bring them all. You know what I'm saying? If we put like $5 a piece, we can get an Airbnb and kick it for that one night or whatever. Shit.
That'll work.
Fuck it. Well, shit, nigga, I'm about to roll up off this joint. Nigga, you know why I hang up the phone and y'all just keep on talking, but I gotta try to get this shit to Scotty. You know what I'm saying? Try to get all the look all that stuff up and make sure, because shit, you know, Scotty, that shit is all kind of, nigga, that shit is wild, bro. You know how all that shit is.
You lose all my stuff and lay your stuff on there.
Huh?
All right, Jay. When I was talking to my partner, he just came and got his wallet out of my truck.
Oh, shit.
He was trying to come by my house now. You can't come by the house now. I'll meet you up on the block, man.
Come and get your water, don't come to my house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna find out. I'm going to find out what day it is. I mean, hell, it ain't wrote in stone, but, you know, my whole thing is I don't like going places and then the shit don't crack. We all be standing outside like, what the fuck is up? I hate that song.
They gonna do that anyway.
Yeah, you know, I want to just be pulling up. We all of us done fuck around and hell, because no matter what, hell, we could still just
now,
all chill
show it.
But, huh?
It's not no Chris Brown show, because my boy Greedy Green, they just went out with Chris Brown. They got about 20-some dates for Chris Brown right now. They do all the merchandise and they drive the truck.
I thought Greedy Green was a motherfucking chef or something.
A chef. Greedy Green is doing the cooking, but his crew is doing the merchandise. That's how he got on.
Oh, okay.
He got on with the cooking, but he put them on with the merchandise. This is Chris Brown mama. He cooked for Chris Brown mama before, and she fell in love with him.
Well,
so now it's like he's going up.
Well, I'm trying to figure.
They get paid. If you want to do some work, they get like, I think, $200 a day or something, just to do merchandise.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, that's basically like per diem and shit. But,
I can't do it. I'm that shit. I can't do the road trips.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't trying to do no road trips either. Like I said, unless I'm on a tour bus. If I'm on a tour bus, I'm out. If I get on the airplane, I'm out. This nigga JoJo talking about, nigga, let's go have on a credit card, then we was getting ready to drive. Nigga, I don't want to drive the motherfucking Houston. Fuck that.
It ain't that far.
That's a long ass drive, man.
I'm not. If a motherfucker gonna put me on the goddamn plane, nigga.
On the 10? Ooh, I can't take that 10. I just can't take that ride.
Oh, no. But you always
I ain't rolled a 10. But I ain't rolled a 10 since 90-something, like 96, 97, going to New Orleans.
Oh, you go to 40, right, when you come out here, huh?
I'm on a 40, baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that 10 is fucked up.
I had too many bad experiences on that 10.
Mm. Yeah, I don't like the 10. I had to go 40.
I drove into Mexico.
Huh?
I drove the wrong way and drove into Mexico. They robbed us.
Oh, yeah, see.
We rolled into Mexico and they robbed us, man.
Yeah, see.
Coming back, we drove all the way to New Orleans, from New Orleans to Florida. On the way back, we got robbed coming back home. Ended up taking the wrong damn turn and went into Mexico, crossed the border.
Yeah, well,
I went down to Texas.
You can't do that now, though. Because, nigga, if you going to Mexico, you going, them motherfuckers want to do that. Passports going to Mexico, man.
They ain't got no passport to go to Mexico.
Now you do.
You got to have your condition. For real? I'm not going on no cruises. I ain't doing none of that, Scott.
Uh-uh.
The cruise
uh-uh.
I'm going to take is right there in the harbor, right there in Long Beach Harbor, from go to Catalina Island. That's the cruise I'm going.
Yep, go to Catalina. That's it, nigga.
I ain't going
to get. Hey, look, that's what I was telling my wife, because my wife didn't want to go on no cruise. But first of all, I ain't getting ready to get in no water to where I can't see no land. If I can see some land, if something happened to this ship, it's a possibility I could fucking swim to the land. But when you out there in the middle of the goddamn ocean with nothing, you can't see a goddamn thing. Mm-mm.
Okay. I ain't worried about that. You know what I'm worried about? Them nasty motherfuckers that work on the ship. They don't clean shit right. Get in a fucking bed. You be closed in. I got to have a balcony. I got to have air. I was in the military, so I know how that shit is mad. They don't clean right. Everybody sneezing and shit all on the pillows. You go in there and you lay your head down and you didn't caught that shit they got. Fucking around, come on with monkey.
I ain't going on no motherfucking cruise at all. I fucked around. They got this thing on the news and I applied for it. I'll be there sold the ticket to somebody. I'm not getting on no fucking cruise. I got, we did a show on a yacht in Miami. That shit was cool, because the only thing the motherfucker, the boat was doing was just, like, basically going in circles, so you could see the goddamn land. So if this boat
right.
gets fucked up, my
can
nigga,
do that.
I'm about
to do that. Yeah, I'm rolling with you on that. I can do that.
Yeah, I can
do
that.
All
I'm not getting ready to be out there on no motherfucking. When you look out and you can't see nothing but black, fuck that.
No lights, no lights, no motor cars, not a single
no nothing.
Now,
no nothing.
Around.
No nothing. Motherfucker be thinking a cruise ship is all that, and you just walk out there and look, and you don't see nothing. Nothing. No land, no nothing. Is that what y'all, would y'all do that shit? Would y'all get on a goddamn cruise ship?
I don't know. I had a life jacket.
Nigga, you will have a life jacket, but if you out there floating in the middle of the fucking ocean for days, then what? With sharks all around your feet type of shit.
I just have to be still, shit.
Oh,
I don't know.
You'll get sick
yeah,
on a ship before you get, you'll get sick before a ship will sink, man. Ships are made too thorough. These, that's 2022. They got all, they're too put together to sink right now. But as far as that sickness, you will get sick on one of them ships. Bad.
And then you ain't got no way, no hospital. You just got all of the motherfuckers that's on there that's supposed to be EMTs and shit.
They'll bring you, they'll bring the helicopter to come get you if it's too bad. They'll get the helicopter, but they're going to land your ass in Mexico. You ain't coming back to the States. If you're that far out, you're going to the nearest hospital.
Y'all motherfuckers, y'all can take y'all boats. I ain't going on no boat.
My sister's
trying to
get me
airplane in a minute.
Well, I'm trying to get me to go to my sister Sheila's trying to get me to go for her birthday August the 5th. They're going to Ensenada, right?
Mm-hmm.
My baby sister's going to the Virgin Islands. I said, nah, y'all going to have fun. Y'all
going
to have fun.
I ain't going nowhere. If it ain't motherfucking in the United States, I ain't going. Not this year. Not this year. Motherfucker has
to
be like,
not this year.
Nigga, if the only way I go somewhere, if them motherfuckers want me to do a tour, and they got to be offering a gang of motherfucking money for me to get the fuck out of the United States. I am not going out to the United States. I don't give a fuck. I ain't going to Mexico. I might go to Canada. But everywhere else, nope. No Mexico. No motherfucking Japan. No goddamn, no, nowhere. You get stuck over there, my nigga. You fuck around and go somewhere right now and get stuck.
I got two dudes in my neighborhood in Africa trying to get me to come over and bring some solar panels.
Oh, fuck no.
I might do that.
I really ain't going to Africa. That really got me. There's too many bugs and too many goddamn wildlife.
And the shots you got to get to go over there, your shots, bro.
Mm-mm.
Malaria, you got to get good shots.
No.
You keep fucking me up when you do that.
I'll be afraid. Nigga, my brother just came back from Africa, my nigga. I didn't even talk about it. I didn't even ask him what the fuck happened. But look, though, I ain't going No. I'm not going no. Nigga, I'm not leaving the United States, man. I don't give a fuck. I can't do it. I ain't gonna be able to do it because nigga, they nigga, okay, nigga, go to Africa or go wherever they went, and then they bring some monkeypox back.
Man.
Not chickenpox, nigga.
Monkeypox.
Monkeypox, nigga. Okay, I'm sitting over there. Look, this is the best way I can put it, my nigga. I ain't going nowhere where I can't call none of the homies to come and help me. You get what I'm saying? I got somebody in every fucking state to where if I'm in distress, I'll be like, cuz I'm in Houston. I got some Houston niggas. I got some Dallas niggas. I don't have nobody in New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine. I don't have nobody up there. But everywhere I go, I got somebody I could call. Now, I'm sitting around in Africa, and these motherfuckers about to kill me. Ain't nobody I could call in Africa and be like, these niggas trying to kill me, bro. I need
Oogaboo.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm surrounded by wildlife. I need some help. I ain't got nobody like that.
Well,
I got a church
over in Africa I support. I got a church I'll be supporting. They come
yeah, but, yeah, okay, so if they in one part of Africa and they like 5 hours away and your ass in distress, they ain't even ready to be able to come and help.
I got a king in Swaziland. He'll come get us.
Yeah. If something is going around here, I got motherfuckers I can call and they going to come quick. If I go to L.A., you know L.A., Compton, you know what I'm saying, Watts, you got everybody around that motherfucker. So, but, nigga, you in fucking, and fucking Africa, my nigga?
I don't want it because you don't throw nothing at me.
Mm-mm. I ain't going. I'm not going. I don't care. I'm staying my black ass in the United States. And I'm only going to motherfucking cities that I got homies I can call. I don't know. Call me paranoid, but goddamn it, I'm not just getting ready to show up anywhere. Y'all, nigga, let's go to Japan. Who could the fuck can I call in Japan if I'm in trouble?
Okay, let me get boot on.
What all these over 24 TV of no sleep? If I go to Monroe, that means Julie got to be looking out. I already tried to get her to adopt me and shit, but she won't do it.
That's because I be cooking so much, huh?
Well, yeah, I just want
to eat. Hey, as long as we get an Airbnb with a stove in it, I'm cooking every day. I'm cooking breakfast, lunch, everything.
Ooh, where she at? She got a twin. She cooking breakfast, lunch, and everything. But I'm not saying, where she at? Claude, how much the
yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. We get the Airbnb shit. She just be, nigga, it's four places that Julia be. Is she working? She at the house? She in the studio or she in the grocery store? I mean, where you at, Julie? You be going at the grocery store?
For real?
God damn it, wasn't you in the grocery store yesterday?
No, she just buy. She gonna buy just what she gonna cook for that day.
She be motherfucking in that grocery. Yeah. I ain't never seen a motherfucker in a grocery store that much.
I was checking out at 8
always up in the goddamn grocery store.
Hey, don't feel bad. I used to be in there, but I would go when I would get my rotisserie chicken, and I eat that like 3 days a week. I'm in Walmart. And they say, didn't I just see you? I said, yeah. Every day Walmart's open, you're going to see me.
Rotisserie chicken is something different. You want to get something that you eat right now, she going to get shit to cook.
You don't shop at Walmart. Where you going, to Kroger's?
I go to Max or either we got a just a Calhoun grocery store. I don't shop at Walmart.
Oh, Calhoun like IGA
this
or something.
Motherfucker be, I ain't never ever seen a motherfucker in a grocery store much as Trudy. She always in a fucking grocery store at least. Four times.
Yeah,
a week.
We don't see eating good.
I mean, like, where you at? At the grocery store? What the fuck you doing at the grocery store again?
Yep. Don't have to worry about her being. Don't have to worry about her having to Photoshop her on her album cover and give her some hips like Lil Kim at the BET Awards.
Hey,
no, we gonna make her album cover. She gonna be standing in front of a grocery store.
I finally did. And yesterday I seen a lady and she was like, Julia Sherman, and she wanted to take pictures, and I took 3 pictures with her. So I hope you're happy. I'm learning to be social.
Yeah, stop being an anti-social motherfucker. Take pictures with them people.
Yeah, you got to. I told you, you can't go to no show, perform, then go sit in the car, roll in the blunt, and be like, okay. And ain't network. You gonna remember? You gonna miss that one that did that?
Yeah,
got on stage and then she went and sat in the car.
We gonna take her. We gonna take her shit in front of the goddamn front of the grocery store. We gonna take it in the grocery store. In the goddamn frozen food section. Nah, I'm just fucking with you. But she always in. I swear, Mr. Edward. She always in that goddamn grocery store. And I don't know why. I'm like, why would you just buy a gang of shit to where you won't have to go back to the grocery store?
I do, but sometimes I be forgetting when I go to work. I be forgetting to take the meat and stuff out, and I don't be feel like throwing it out, so I just go buy something else.
Now that's smart right there.
No, it ain't smart. What the hell you talking about is smart? That ain't
that's
smart.
Terrible,
you take the shit out.
You
take the shit out.
You take the shit out. For the damn meat to throw out to eat.
No, if you leave in the morning, take the shit out before you leave, and by the time you get home, it be thawed out.
She said she
forgot.
That
ain't gonna go bad.
Yeah, I be forgetting. I got three
white. You seen them three white motherfucking things I got up there, and I gotta write shit on.
Yeah.
In my studio.
Yeah.
If this shit I gotta do, I'll be like, take the chicken out before you leave.
But you got to
get them goddamn them white boards and put them motherfuckers up and be like, take the chicken out before you leave. When you think about it the night before, you take the chicken out before you leave because it's on the goddamn white board. That's why I got three of them.
Sometimes with my granddad to be asleep, I'd be tiptoeing out the door. I told you one day I jumped out the back door and went around That's how when he be sleep, I don't be wanting to wake him up because I know I'm going to be at least an hour too late for work. I'm just like, dang, I'm going to have to call him, tell him I'm going to be an hour so late for work. I'm just glad I got a job that, you know, I can make my own schedule. If I wake up and don't feel like going, I'm not going to go. You know, if my granddaddy in a bad mood, I'm not going to go. I'm going to calm him down. If I want to work on my music, I'm going to take a week off.
Get you them goddamn whiteboards. So you won't have to go to the goddamn grocery store all the fucking time.
Mm.
You just write that shit on that goddamn whiteboard. That's why I got three of them. There's one sitting right in front of me, then there's one behind the door, and then the one by the studio over there where you took your 49er picture at. I'm about to post that motherfucker.
It really don't bother me, for real. It really don't bother me.
I know it don't.
Like when I get ready to step foot in my house, it's like I have so many more responsibilities that I got to take care of. I got to, you know, handle my kids, you know, get them from football practice and, you know, take care of my granddad and make sure he's straight and bathe and ate and make sure he's in a good bed. Then I got to worry about me, you know. So sometimes
get that whiteboard.
Why do you think I quit my job? Like, look, it take me an hour to get to work. Like, I like that drive. You know what I'm saying? That drive, just it's like a, I don't know, it's just a
Shreveport.
Huh?
So were you working in Shreveport?
Yeah, I work in Simsboro.
Oh, Simsboro, that's right there by Grambling.
That's past Grambling. It's like the next exit past Grambling. Mm-hmm. But I stay in Iris. I stay close to, you know, like on the, I stay the east side of I-20. So I stay like 20 miles out from the highway.
Yeah, I know exactly where you got. You got, I know where Simsboro is at, all that. Damn, what's the damn name right there?
I just worked. I couldn't tell you nothing that's down there. I just worked there.
All that shit to me sounds like motherfucking alligators, big ass spiders.
Yeah.
And them a small town just like how Grambling and Arcadia is. This small little car, I call them drive through car wash town. You go through the car wash, you went through the whole town.
The whole town.
I'm cool.
I told you, I-20 and East 80 used to be my stomping ground. Arcadia Arms Apartments in Arcadia, yeah, they used to be my stomping ground. All them girls from Grambling that went there, that was my stomping ground. Down there where you at, Monroe, Pecan Lamb Mall, I used to be at Pecan Lamb Mall. Shoot, boy, Shirley Temple's looking like the Mac, like Goldie the Mac down there.
Oh, I haven't been to the mall in about 5 or 6 years. I don't even go to the mall.
I'll make a song about this shit. I'll make that shit in the morning. It's going to be called I'm Not Going.
But Scratch, you'd like it in the small towns, though, man. You go get your real hamburger and everything in them little mom-and-pop restaurants. Get your real hamburger, man.
They got to give me a real hamburger right here in my house. I just cook it.
And that kangaroo meat y'all be getting, y'all close to Australia, y'all be getting that kangaroo meat. That ain't no cow. Y'all don't grow no cow. Only cow y'all got in California is in Stockton. Stockton is the only place y'all got cows in California. No, I'm just joking.
I go kill a cow and make my goddamn hamburger.
Barstow is real country.
Man, this shit is fucked up. That's what it is. It's just cheap. That's the only thing Barstow is. It's cheap. It's quiet. I ain't got to worry about no motherfuckers fucking with me. And then if they want to fuck with me, they could try if they want to. That's the only thing about Boris, though. But goddamn it, if I want a real hamburger, goddamn it, I'll just cook me a hamburger, nigga. Motherfucker talking about some real hamburgers, nigga.
What you put in your hamburger, Scratch?
Nigga, some motherfucking salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper? What's the word?
I put some salt and pepper on that bitch. And some ketchup and mustard, I'm putting in that motherfucker, and that's it. Sometimes a little onion if I want it, but, nigga. You know, my whole thing about eating is, like, I don't want to go through, if I'm going through the process, I'm going to make it go through the process. But if I'm hungry right now, and it's some hamburger in there that's already done, I'm going to put that motherfucker in the microwave, I'm put me some ketchup and mustard up in that motherfucker, and I'm going to eat that motherfucker. I don't like wasting time eating. If I'm hungry, I want to eat. fuck all that, you know what I'm saying? All them fancy ass pictures. I'm hungry. Shit. The fuck you want me to do? I'm not getting ready to, no. It depends on how hungry I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm hungry like motherfuckers, I'm just getting my get cut to the chase. Fuck all that fancy old shit. Oh, shit, you got some lettuce. Cut the lettuce. I ain't cutting no lettuce. I ain't cutting no onion. I ain't cutting no nothing. Nigga, I'm going to throw that motherfucker right on the bread and it's on. Nigga, even if I don't have no condiments on it.
Oh, hello?
Yeah. Yeah, no condiments. I don't need none of that. I'm not fixing my shit. I'm hungry. I'm going to eat that shit right now. And be like, oh, it won't take long. You just got to cut some lettuce and some tomato. No. I'm hungry right now. Fuck all that other shit. That's all I'm talking about. Shit, I'm about to go anyway because this phone is about to cut out. Y'all don't hear that shit beeping? Well, in any case, y'all can hang around for a minute because I'm about to hang this motherfucker up and go and maybe one of them hamburgers is already made. The only thing I got to do is heat up the motherfucking meat. I'm going to put some ketchup and I'm going to put some mustard on there and I'm going to call it a burger. I might put some chives on there too. I think I got a little chives. Anyway, I don't know. Y'all can hang around, True West. I'm out. I'm just saying.
Good night.
All right, y'all. Yeah.